Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for December 9th. God is kind and desires kindness. But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil full of deadly poison. James 3:8. Sometimes we say things we wish we hadn't said. Maybe to a friend or mother, father, sister, brother, or maybe even to someone we don't even know. There's an old saying that goes like this: sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me. This is not true. Physically, sticks and stones can hurt you if someone throws them at you. You'll probably recover from the injury. But when someone says something that hurts your feelings, an emotional recovery isn't always as easy as a physical recovery. You may be able to forgive someone who's been unkind to you, and this is what God wants you to do, but forgetting is almost impossible to do. No matter how old you get, there will be times when you will remember how you felt when someone hurt you by unkind words or actions. We are taught in James 3 that our tongues can harm others. Sometimes you may want to say something against another person because you're angry and you want to get even. What should you say when you're feeling unkind towards someone? Probably nothing. Years ago, a man named Ali lived in a country village. He said something hurtful about a friend of his because he had made him angry. The gossip spread throughout the neighborhoods, and it wasn't long before Ali's friend became the talk of the town. Ali apologized to his friend, but he did something more, something that's hard for us to believe. Ali never talked again. From that day on, Ali kept a small pad of paper and pencil that he kept with him at all times. When he wanted to say something, he wrote it down. Did he speak when he was at home? No one knows. No one ever heard Ali say a word to anyone again in public. It's probably not necessary to do something as drastic and extreme as not talking at all, but it shows us how seriously Ali considered his sin and how seriously he was learning to consider his friends. He didn't want to harm anyone else the same way he had harmed his friend. To him, if never speaking again meant that he would never hurt his friend with unkind words again, it was worth it to Ali. Another common saying goes like this: if you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all. If you are having a hard time controlling your tongue and being kind with your words, you might try humbling yourself and shutting your mouth. It is humbling to admit that the tongue can no man tame, and that your tongue is just as difficult to control as anyone else's. Admit that you have to keep a close guard over your mouth. Maybe just be quiet and pray for the Lord to help you. Jesus Christ was 100% man and yet 100% God. He is the only man who ever lived perfectly, and he is strong enough to help you to be kind with your words. God expects and enables us to speak kind words. Do I have trouble controlling my tongue? How important is it to me to make sure I speak kindly about other people? Am I relying on God to help me be as kind as He commands me to be? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for December 9th.